I'm Bill Littlefield, ahead on Only a Game. Skiers enjoy a pulpit in the powder. But first, Sean White, a.k.a. the Flying Tomato, a.k.a. Bloomberg Businessweek's second most influential athlete of 2010, was eliminated from the men's snowboard slopestyle competition at the X Games yesterday afternoon. ESPN, home of the X Games for all of the competition's 15 years, could only comment, "Say what?" to the shocking development. But never fear, White will be back Sunday night in the final event of the competition, the Snowboard Superpipe Men's Final. Joining me now on the line from Colorado is Matt Higgins of the New York Times. Matt, welcome to Only a Game.
Thank you so much, Bill. Pleasure to be here.
White's rusty snowboard slope-style skills didn't cut it in yesterday's elimination round. It was his first slope-style competition in 2 years. But White did considerably better on Thursday night when he landed two back-to-back double cork 1080s, whatever they are, in the snowboard halfpipe eliminations. He got the top qualifying spot in Sunday night's final. Any reason to think that he won't finish on top in that event?
No, there's no reason to think that he won't. He showed that he's still in top form, and the competitive field really has been decimated by injury. Just before the preliminaries, Yuri Podlachikov, a rider from Switzerland who won the silver medal last year at the Winter X Games, injured his shoulder, and he won't be competing this year. Scotty Lego, who won the bronze medal at the Winter Olympics in Vancouver last year, broke his jaw earlier in the month and hasn't been able to train. Nevertheless, he still finished second in qualifying. And, of course, some of the other top riders were injured last season. Kevin Pierce most famously struck his head, suffered a traumatic brain injury, and then Danny Davis, another top American rider, broke his back and pelvis in an all-terrain vehicle accident, and he competed in the preliminaries on Thursday. It was his first event back, but he did not qualify for the final. So Sean White, as usual, on top.
Matt, you mentioned Kevin Pierce. These X Games have given you the opportunity to catch up with him. He's the 23-year-old snowboarder who suffered, as you said, a traumatic brain injury while practicing for the Vancouver Olympics a little more than a year ago. The last time I saw a profile of him, he was barely able to speak. How's he doing now?
He's doing very well. He looks strong and healthy, and he's very clear-headed. And I spoke with him on Thursday morning. During the halfpipe practice, we were at the bottom of the halfpipe, and there was a lot of commotion. We were watching the competitors take their practice runs, and there was music blaring on the loudspeaker. And despite all of that, he was able to really focus and talk, I thought, very eloquently about his feelings. It's bittersweet for him. His recovery has been remarkable, and it's been really heartening for all of his fellow competitors. He's such a beloved person in snowboarding. He always brought a really positive energy, and he was really one of the top competitors, one of the very few rivals to Sean White. But I think he's recognized that his return to snowboarding is still a long way off. His balance is not where it needs to be. He's doing really well, and that's encouraging. But at the same time, he's having to come to terms with the fact that he will never reach the stature that he had before.
I understand the Olympics are getting ready to add three more X Games sports. Tell me about ski slope style, ski half pipe, and snowboard slope style. Boy, that's a mouthful, huh?
Yeah, it sure is. Slope style is contested in both snowboarding and skiing. It takes place on a downhill course with a number of obstacles, including jumps and handrails and picnic tables. And ski halfpipe is similar to snowboard halfpipe. It takes place on the same course. The skiers, though, are able to soar a little bit higher and spin more rotations. And it's very exciting. The whole free skiing movement has really been growing in popularity. And I think there's a recognition that ski halfpipe and ski slopestyle have the opportunity to lure a bigger and perhaps younger audience.
I'm curious about these offshoots as these sports develop sort of in new ways. Do these things happen because some kid up on the top of the mountain says, "I wonder if I could get over that picnic table, turn around twice, and do a somersault on skis"?
I think a lot of it you can trace back to, say, skateboarding. These are the types of maneuvers that skateboarders perform. They use the kind of natural urban terrain as obstacles, and it's grown organically in that way. These board sports, these so-called action sports, all kind of borrow from each other.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's clear why the International Olympic Committee would covet the younger audience and, of course, the sponsorship opportunities that X Games sports bring to the Olympics. But do the athletes who got their start in the X Games want the Olympics as much as the Olympics want them?
I think so. I don't think you'd hear anyone in the free skiing community say that they don't want to participate in the Olympics. And I don't think you'd hear many people in snowboarding say that any longer. But the relationship between snowboarding and the Olympics has been difficult. Snowboarding went into the Olympics under the International Ski Federation control, and that rankled a lot of snowboarders. They all want to be in the Olympics. There's no question about that. They just want to have a seat at the table. They want to be able to say, this is how the sport should be judged. These are how the courses should be designed so that they can help progress the sport.
Matt Higgins covers action sports for the New York Times. Matt, thanks very much for joining me.
Thank you so much, Bill. My pleasure.